Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. The Your Hometown Tour is back, and we're headed northwest to the village of Palatine. Join us all day today as we show you a place you should definitely call your hometown.
Yep, that's Palatine today, the little town that's actually the 18th largest village or metropolitan area in the state of Illinois, 30 miles or so northwest of the city. Your hometown is featured and sponsored by the good folks at McDonald's. They brought by a Big Mac. When's the last time you had a Big Mac? That's still one heck of a sandwich. It was delicious. Now let's talk a little bit about Dirty Nellie's. Jim Dolezal is on a phone line, the owner and general manager of Dirty Nellie's, celebrating 50 years. It's a very popular haunt, not just in that area, but around Chicago. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. You're on the air.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
And we're doing pretty good. 50 years. How long have you been there?
You know what? My brother and I, we purchased this in 88. We bought the older building back in 88.
So 1988. 34 years you've been at it. And yep. How has it been for you? And how has it been different in the last couple of years?
Well, it's been different to, you know, some of the pandemic stuff. But the staffing's been issued. But other than that, it's been good. It's, has its ups and downs, but for the most part, it's been very positive.
And tell us some of the bands, some of the acts, when you look back at the last...
We've had so many big bands here. I mean, just kind of going through the list here. We've had, we have music all over the board here. We've had John Mayo, we've had David Allan Coe, we've had Dick Dale, we've had bands like Here Come the Mummies, even Jonas Brothers even played here a long time ago when they're first getting their start. I mean, we've had Big Ed Todd. I mean, Gin Blossoms. The list is really unlimited. We've had major, a lot of the top local acts, too, which a lot of them actually got their start here. I mean, where they kind of were able to build a following through playing at Dirty Nellie's when they first got started. So,
is it more rock and roll, or is it a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, we try to appease attract all different types of people, all different genres of music. So,
any special plans for the 50-year anniversary? Has that already happened?
You know what? We kind of had a big to-do on St. Paddy's itself, because actually that was the 50th, because Pilots opened Dirty Nellie's in 1972 on St. Paddy's Day. So that was actually the 50th. We had a parade. We did the St. Paddy's Day parade, and we're doing things here and there, but, for the most part, it was celebrated on the actual St. Paddy's Day.
I'm reading here, it says on August 30th, 30-year Special Olympian Stephen Katz is going to greet patrons at the pub and promote the nonprofit. What's that all about?
You know what, we've established something. We do like a guest bartender every, once a month, and that guest bartender is kind of tied in with some charity, so then basically they bring their people they know. We donate money after the event, and it's just a good cause. It's all for the Special Olympics and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, right. And he's a Palatine High School grad, so that's going to be August 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. is when he'll be doing the guest bartending, and proceeds will go to Special Olympics of Illinois. Who's playing that night? Do you know offhand? What kind of music are we going to hear then?
You know what? We don't do any music. We actually have bingo on Tuesday nights. We don't have anything. We basically do music Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays right now. So, and then we, a dabble in national act and here and there on a weekday. So,
how's the music scene, by the way, in the area? I like that. A friend of mine plays in a band, and I love that there's vibrant venues for him, and I don't need to see major acts. I kind of dig the fact that we've got local folks that really crank out good music, and folks like to see that, too. You don't have to go to the United Center. What's the music scene like right now, Jimmy?
You know, I think it took a little hit, but it's really starting to pick up. I mean, as you can see, there's been multiple fests, so that's kind of indicators. A lot of people are really starting to get into the live music scene again. And, you know, I think I'm excited for the fall coming up. I mean, we're going to get a lot of those local and do some national acts in there. And I think it's starting to, I think it's been a full circle. Like I said, I think it took a little hit, but it's going to really, I think it's going to really spike up.
So. You able to staff your place? What's that like these days?
You know, it's a challenge, but it's, you know, we have good people working here, and, you know, you do the best you can. And it's obviously not to the, you don't have as many people as you like, but, you know, they're all good, hard workers, and that's all I can ask for. So.
Tip them well is what I say. Jimmy Dolezal is the owner and general manager at Dirty Nellies. And if you want to help out Special Olympics, go there anytime. But if you want to help them out, make sure you're there Tuesday, August 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. Good on you, Jimmy. Thanks for your time today. Continued success.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Have a great day. Take care.
You betcha.